The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
All this week, News Talk is focusing on Ireland's commuter hell. You've been sharing your stories of your journeys to work, be it by bus, by bike, or by rail. Well, today we're considering those who live outside Dublin but who have to drive into the city for work. News Talk reporter Aidan Finnegan has been accompanying motorists who must, or in some cases, choose to drive. Aidan, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've shared a few journeys then.
I have three journeys since Monday, with three drivers living in commuter towns, travelling from Naas, Rathdrum in County Wicklow and Skerries in Fingal. I sat in their car as a passenger and recorded our conversation about why they drive, the frustration of it and what's to be done to resolve it. So why would you drive instead of take public transport? Well, it can either be limited or totally unavailable, depending on where you live. If it's very rural, for example, unreliable, can take longer than driving if you have to connect. We'll say if you have to take a train and then a bus. And that's also precarious because if one link in the chain is delayed, that throws out your whole journey. It's often very uncomfortable. You were speaking to Henry McKean yesterday about trying to cram onto trains that come in from Kildare every morning. And it's also not suitable for parents of very young children who have to do creche runs.
Okay, so you may make a choice. It'll take me longer, but I don't want to be crammed in a train, so I'm going to drive. I'll be in charge of my own destiny.
Yes,
to some extent.
To some extent. And obviously, cycling isn't an option for people in dormitory towns. One of the commuters I spoke to does a round trip of 104 kilometres a day. So these are the reasons why people may feel they have to or would rather drive. So let's start with Paul. He is a father of one, originally from Dublin, now living in Naas, County Kildare. That means doing battle with city traffic as well as the dreaded N7. He's not just a motorist, though. Part of his commute is by bike. I met him in Rathgar. He had cycled there from the city centre, where we picked up his car for the journey home.
Now, it looks to me
the fastest way to go is left back there towards Rathgar, but it's a bottleneck at Highfield Road, so that's the first junction we're avoiding.
So we have set off at 16:48 from Rathgar. You have already cycled from town, from work?
Correct. Dublin 2 Harcourt Road is where I work, so it's only a 7-minute cycle back to my mother's place. Then I deposit my bike, leave it locked up, and walk the short distance to my car, where it's parked at a free parking area. What's stressful about it is that I always feel getting in to work late always worries me. There's an anxiety there when you're being delayed.
And you have a toddler, so do you have a creche run in the morning as well?
Yeah, that's all part of it. You know, tomorrow, for instance, he'll be collected from creche by 6:30, so now I have to leave, be on the road by 5 or 5:30 at the very latest, otherwise creche will start automatically charging penalties.
So getting caught in traffic could actually hit you in the pocket quite directly.
Definitely. So what happened on this particular occasion, I was driving home, everything was fine. I approached Rathcool around exit 4 off the N7, and but as soon as I went around that corner, I was facing tailback, and I would have probably took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get home from there, and normally it would take me 15 minutes. And I did try to escape the traffic rather than stay on the N7. I left at an earlier junction than normal, and of course everybody else had the same idea. So it's carnage. People will like literally break every rule they possibly can. They're all driving up the hard shoulder. That was all down to a single collision. It did happen to be a particularly bad one on this occasion. As far as other potential solutions, I think flexibility in the workplace, certainly in my own office, got people starting shifts at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a lot of that is to facilitate commuters. I was granted an 8 to 4 shift, which is outside the core hours of 9 to 5, because I live so far outside the city. And the company didn't have to do that. I know there are plenty of companies that would insist on their staff working 9 to 5.
So, stroke of a pen, the government can change something tomorrow that would make your life easier. What would it be?
start building an underground. Dublin City is, it's gridlock. You've got far too many people driving their kids to school. There's not enough, would you need school buses or whatever it happens to be. It's getting worse and worse. For commuting in general, the only thing I can think of is to improve the rail system to make it more accessible to greater populations.
Now, that's very interesting, because on one level he has it sussed. He drives from Naas to Rathgar, free on-street parking. How long that'll last is another question. Then walks to his mother's house, picks up his bike, cycles to work, then the same in reverse in the afternoon and home in time for the creche.
Yeah, so that leg, that car leg of the journey is 35 kilometres. Yesterday it took 1 hour and 11 minutes, which should take 42 minutes. It doesn't sound too bad, but Paul knew every back street, alleyway, every rat run. I think we went round an alleyway behind a Tesco Metro at one point. He had a taxi driver's knowledge of the city, so it might take someone else longer. And it's interesting to note that the N7, the latest figures they have for traffic volumes there are only 2015, but the annual average traffic volume was peaking at just under 97,000 vehicles at rush hour.
Yeah, and the big issue at the moment with the N7 and the reason for the tailbacks is that they're adding an extra lane beyond Naas. Anyway, your next journey was with whom?
So my next commuter diary involved accompanying Colin from Rathdrum in the Wicklow Mountains to Dunleary. So we're talking incredibly hazardous roads if there's bad weather, and that's before running the gauntlet of the N11. There are a handful of train services from Rathdrum, but Colin's an engineer and he needs his van for carrying equipment.
Today we're just going to be taking the N11. And we'll be getting on the N11 at the Beehive pub and just taking it straight from there all the way to Loughlinstown. And then we'll exit there and I'll be going to Dunleary. It can take anywhere, I guess, from an hour to maybe an hour 15, an hour and a half. It just depends, really. I mean, last week, or the week before maybe, there was three accidents on the N11 in the one morning, and it took me just over 2 hours to get to work.
Wow.
So it was crazy.
And how do you feel then when you arrive after that?
Drained. Absolutely drained, I guess. 2.5 hours maybe driving a day. It takes its toll on you. It really does. You feel tired. I mean, I get up early in the mornings to walk my dogs and to, you know, have a bit of food before I leave the house. So, you know, I'm up at 5:30 in the mornings, and then when I leave the house at 7, you know, I've already been up for a couple of hours. Then I hunker down for my hour or possibly hour and a half drive to work. By the time you get home, again, you could have literally only an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe max, before you have to go to bed again to get up and do it all over again.
What could the commuting time be better served doing?
I guess not having to worry about the stress of driving. You know, I'd be a lot more relaxed. I think it's fixable. You know, I really think it's fixable. I mean, when the kids are off school, you know, the traffic moves on the N11 going into Dublin. We're gonna arrive, I'd say, in about 20 minutes up at Kilmacanagh, and it's potluck. Whether I'm going to come to a stop for 20 minutes or whether I'll be able to crawl onwards. The powers that be probably have an easier ride into work themselves than the average punter, you know. I guarantee you, none of them have to do this every single morning.
You can hear the frustration in his voice. So how long were you in that car?
So that was an hour and 25 minutes on Tuesday morning. It's 52 kilometres each way, 104 return. Colin says he spends about 80 euro a week on diesel.
34 kilometres per hour is the average.
Yes.
So it's just over 20 miles an hour is the speed he averages over his journey.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Absolutely mad. The stats for the traffic volumes on the N11 there are only for 2015 as well. So when cars joined the N11 at Bray 3 years ago, there were 4,600 vehicles per lane per hour. And we can safely assume that number is higher in 2018.
So tell me about your third commuter journey.
On Monday, I travelled with Mary, who lives in Skerries, North County Dublin. She's the earliest start of the three people I spoke to. She's up at 5:30 and on the road at 6. It's a 36-kilometre drive to the Coombe Hospital in Dolphin's Barn. There is a train from Skerries, but it would only get her to Connolly Station, which is 4 kilometres away from the hospital.
Yeah, I just think people are leaving earlier, because traffic seems to be heavier at 6 o'clock in the morning than it used to be. Sometimes if you go that way, it brings you into the village, this is the bypass for Luss. All the roundabouts, people are coming from the right and left.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be quicker to come through the village because you'll have the right of way.
That's kind of the opposite of a ring road, isn't it,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
You're meant to take a ring road to escape the gridlock in a village or a town. Is there an option to take a train?
Well, there is, yeah.
And but you choose to drive because...
I choose to drive because it takes... If I get the train, I have to get my way to the train station. Then I get the train into town. I have to get a bus across to Dolphin's Barn. I usually can drive in about 45 minutes when I'm going early. If it was to get the train, it would possibly take me an hour and a half, an hour 20 minutes up to an hour and a half. And it just makes a big difference. But then, like, if I worked in city centre, I probably would get the train to work because I get off the train and I can walk to work. I think there are a few buses outside Connolly that take you across.
But that would be longer than you would if you were
just... take longer and then on a wet morning and... And then you're depending on trains and buses running on time. And then when you're on, the trains are packed. So there's no sitting room on the trains. I just find when you leave early, you get ahead of it.
And how, does it drive you mad or are you okay with it? Is it just one of those necessary things we all have to do?
No, it drives me mad. I'd much prefer to be in bed.
I much prefer to be in bed. Well, the good news is, of course, when the Coombe Hospital moves to St. James Hospital, she'll have the Lewis going through. But she might be retired by then.
Very
by
true.
By the time that's finished. Travelling from Skerries involves, obviously, taking the M1. You reach that north of the airport. Then it leads down into Drumcondra, both notoriously busy routes to take.
Yeah, there are a lot of pinch points on the route, and there's Blake's Cross as well, further north of that. Mary leaves work at 4 and drives out of her way to go by Ballymun, so she avoids Drumcondra, and that saves her half an hour on the journey home.
So, what do you think policymakers could take on board here after listening to your report?
So, from the conversations I had, and these were lengthy conversations, I spent a lot of time in the car with these people, but the recurring themes from our discussions included the question of school traffic. So, the city moves when the kids are off, but it's total gridlock during term time. Why won't more employers allow staff to work remotely or stagger their starting times so that not everyone is trying to be in for 9 a.m? What about installing shower facilities at the office, which might encourage more men and women to cycle? House prices. Obviously, they all force people to move out of Dublin, but planners are very slow to react to in terms of the population growth and the increased demand on public transport services from those commuter towns. Then there's driver education is another big one, teaching drivers that they should move minor accidents into the hard shoulder and not just stick the hazards on and let traffic build up behind you. And more traffic corps, more cops enforcing the rules of the road would probably result in fewer accidents.
Yeah, and those minor accidents where people are wondering about liability and that's why they may not want to move until a guard comes along. But the reality is everyone's got a smartphone with a camera in it. Take the pictures of the site, get everyone's name and address and get the hell out of the way.
Exactly.
If it's a minor accident. The other point about schools is that it's not just the kids, because when the kids are off, a lot of parents are off too. They take time off to be with their kids. So just putting the kids on school buses wouldn't necessarily take all the traffic.
Not necessarily. I mean, there are a lot of people who probably took last week off for the midterm break. But for the summer, I mean, in secondary school, you've got 3 months there and the traffic moves for 3 months. They're hardly taking the whole 3 months off.
Yeah. All right. Aideen, it's fascinating stuff and let's hope that the policymakers were listening to you.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.